kangaroo mother care is when we have a little preterm baby who's very vulnerable, particularly to temperature loss, to infections, and to difficulties in feeding. And that baby is tied to their mother's front. And what that provides is warmth, and then from the mother as well, breastfeeding, so the baby gains weight much more. But one of the other interesting things that we're learning is it also really reduces the risk of infections. So instead of the baby being separated, they get the mother's skin infections, which are actually good infections, and protect the baby from other bugs that they may get, particularly in a hospital. But it also has an effect on brain growth for the baby.
The whole idea of kangaroo care doesn't seem really new. Had the medical community gotten away from what may be considered just natural motherhood, natural care of a child?
I know, that's exactly right. And what we see is the expectation for neonatal care for small babies, especially preterm babies, is very much based on machines and hospitals. And we would separate babies from their mothers. But this is actually very careful science, and partly out of desperation, maybe, that the doctors started tying the babies to the mother's fronts, which kept them warm.
How does this help with preemies born in Asia?
Yeah, very important question. So Asia has the highest rate of small babies born in the world. In some parts of Asia, particularly in South Asia, almost a third of babies are less than 2.5 kilograms, so low birth weight. And those babies are at the biggest risk of death and disability and of complications when they're small. And it used to be thought that there's just nothing you can do for these babies. And so this is a real turnaround. It's not that it's a poor person's solution, but actually, interestingly, the countries that are moving fastest on changing their care to include kangaroo mother care are the richest countries. But this is something that's very equitable. Every baby, every mother in the world has the power to be able to do this, and it really can change survival for these babies. So in India alone, about 900,000 babies die every year, and the most common cause is being born preterm or being born too small compared to the size that you should be, or both. And those babies, many of them could be saved by kangaroo mother care and by the supportive care that's provided with that.
What is it about the region in Asia that has low birth weight babies?
What's different in Asia is that in South Asia there are also a lot of babies who are born smaller than expected. And that isn't just about feeding pregnant women or the nutrition you get when you're pregnant. A lot of that is about girls who are already too small. So that girl child who isn't fed well, who grows up shorter than she should be, her potential for having a normal-sized baby is reduced. In some settings in South Asia where, you know, maybe there is preferential care for the boys versus the girls. So the boys may be fed more than the girls, but also maybe when the girls get ill, they aren't taken to hospital. So, you know, your adult size as well as your genetics is also determined very much by what happens in those first couple of years of life.
Okay, so let me make sure I got this correctly. From what you're saying is that if a baby girl is born, she's preterm, but she's not taken care of as much. She's not given quite as much to eat as an infant up to 2 years. So then as she grows older and becomes a mom herself, the likelihood of her having a preterm baby, a low birth weight baby, is much higher. Am I understanding correctly?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so I think the exciting thing, you know, now is that as we, you know, look around the world, that people are really talking about how we're the first generation that has a chance to see a change in health for the whole of the next generation in every country. And the secret for that, particularly in South Asia, is this intergenerational change. So we can do things for babies that are born small now. We can improve their care. We can do kangaroo mother care, and that will save lives today. But we will carry on having lots of small babies unless we pay attention also to, you know, those next generation going forward and the nutrition of girl children.